This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 11th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Biden's Health and Human Services Department has announced it will add homosexuality and transgender discrimination to Title IX's prohibitions when it comes to access to medical services. And the department says it will henceforth, quote, act on reports of discrimination, end quote. Robin Sue Frobes, the director of the Office of Civil Rights, commented on the 2020 Bostick versus Clayton County Supreme Court decision. She said, quote, the Office of Civil Rights will follow Supreme Court precedent and federal law and ensure that the law's protections extend to those individuals who are discriminated against based on sexual orientation and gender identity, end quote. Under these new requirements, Christian doctors may be required to perform so-called sex change surgeries, whether or not it is against their consciences to do so. Psalm 94 warns the U.S. federal government in no uncertain terms. Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you? They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord has been my defense, and my God the rock of my refuge. He has brought on them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off. On Saturday, Canadian officials arrested Calgary pastor Artur Pawlowski, a Polish immigrant, on his way home from church, reports RebelNews.com. His crime? Holding in-person church services. Over 1 million viewers have reviewed the film of the pastor's arrest in a shocking SWAT team raid in which he was made to kneel in the middle of a busy highway in Calgary, Canada. He told Fox News last month that he grew up in Poland, behind the Iron Curtain, and equated increased government control in Canada over religious gatherings to what he experienced living under the Soviets. RebelNews.com captured a short interview with the pastor from jail.
He will not silence me. I'll keep doing what I'm doing, because if I don't have freedom, then I have nothing else. If we don't have freedom to worship our God, then what else do we have? If you don't have the freedom of religion, all the other rights are disappearing as well. We have to stand up. Christians, rise up, stand up right now. I mean, if not now, then when?
The pastor testified to enduring torturous treatment at the hands of the authorities over the last 48 hours. Yesterday, thanks to Pawlowski's legal team, he was freed. He made this statement upon his release.
I would say, even though I grew up in Poland and I witnessed crazy stuff, I would say you're out of your mind. We will not repeat the same things like our forefathers did. But here we are today. We're facing serious charges. Today, I know in the end we win, because truth wins always. I hope that Canadians will wake up while they still can. They still can say no to this craziness, but if they will not say no soon, that opportunity may pass. We're quickly losing that.
Pawlowski said he does not intend to quit his campaign to keep his church open. Mass kidnappings continue in northern Nigeria, instigated by the two Muslim terrorist groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani herdsmen. Morningstar News reports 72 kidnappings in Kajura County on April 22nd. Also, a pastor, his wife, and 4 children were kidnapped on April 30th from their home in Chikun County. The pastor from Salvation Baptist Church in Kaduna reported that, quote, most of the Christian victims who escaped from the camps of the herdsmen say there are over 4,000 Christians being held in captive camps in forests along the Kaduna-Abuja Highway near the Rajana village, end quote. World Magazine revealed some important stats related to the coronavirus. More than 183,000 deaths last year occurred in U.S. long-term elderly care facilities. That's roughly one-third of all U.S. COVID-19 deaths. And Canada reports that 80% of COVID-19 deaths there were nursing home residents. Meanwhile, local governments are thinking that it might be better if the elderly stayed in their own homes or with relatives. New York City introduced $58 million of funding for elderly in-home care, looking to move towards, quote, an aging-in-place city, end quote. The recent ransomware cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline over last weekend may or may not have yielded a ransom payment for the anarchists, but gas prices did tick up 6 cents over the weekend to an average of $2.96 per gallon, reports FoxBusiness.com. That was probably due to the Colonial Pipeline shutdown. That would equate to total increased gas costs of $170 million for American drivers in a week. John 10:10 records Jesus saying, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Indeed. South America is turning increasingly pro-abortion. By a vote of 7-2, the Constitutional Court of Ecuador ruled an abortion ban unconstitutional, making room for the exceptions of rape and where a woman's life is in danger, reports the BBC. Pro-aborts see this as a continuation of the progressive agenda in South and Central America. A new leftist National Assembly is coming to power in Ecuador on Thursday. That job recovery, anticipated by the unprecedented $8 trillion of additional U.S. debt spending over the last year, is not happening. Last month, employers added a dismal 266,000 jobs. About 14 million Americans are still unemployed, and an estimated 4 million have left the job market entirely, for a total of 18 million Americans, reports Business Insider. That number is up from 5 million unemployed prior to the COVID crisis. And finally, perhaps the most well-known Christian athlete in the U.S., Tim Tebow, is slated for a return to the NFL. Ian Rappaport of the Rap Sheet announced yesterday that the 33-year-old Heisman Trophy winner is set to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars on a one-year deal. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.